Alaska Extension Almanac.
Homeowners might occasionally encounter all sorts of fungus and mushrooms growing around their landscapes and gardens. Nebraska Extension plant diagnostician Kyle Broderick offers some tips to help identify them.
With some of the recent moisture that we've been seeing, at least in this part of Nebraska, and I know other parts of Nebraska have seen quite a bit of moisture as well, we have a lot of new things that are popping up in our landscapes, in our yards, and in our gardens. A lot of different mushroom questions have been coming in, especially as we've been had a lot more moisture than we were used to, at least for the first couple of months of the spring. Now, everybody wants to know, what kind of mushroom is it, and can I eat it? Never eat a mushroom unless you know 100% what it is. There are too many lookalikes out there, and it's just not worth the risk to consume a mushroom and possibly get sick. But if you are wanting to identify some mushrooms, just out of curiosity and to see what exactly is there, there are a few things that we really need to look at. And so one of the really important things that we want to look at is not only the top part of the mushroom, but we also want to see what does the underside of that cap look like. Do we have gills on the underside of that cap? If we have gills, we can be thinking that it's a type of agaric mushroom, or maybe one of our rucellas, one of our little brown mushrooms. Or on the underside of that cap, are we seeing something else? Maybe it looks like a bunch of little holes, little pores. Those little pores that we see are serve the same function as gills, but if we look at the bottom of a cap of a mushroom and we see pores, there we're looking at most likely one of our boletes. And so that's a great way to differentiate your mushrooms. If the underside of the cap has pores, in general, they're going to be a bolete. If they have gills, they are not going to be a bolete. And now, some of the other things that we always want to look for is also, what does the top of that cap look like? Or is there any color change that we're seeing? But also we want to look at the stem or the stipe of that mushroom. And because different features along that stipe or that stem certainly can give you some better indications about what exactly, what type of mushroom we are truly looking at. There's a lot of great fun mushrooms that are popping up. They have so many different methods of spore dispersal. Right now, especially with this heat coming in, we're gonna see a lot of our inky cap mushrooms start kind of turning black and gooey and just dropping black gunk. And that black gunk will be filled with spores and flies will disperse it. Really very similar as we see with a lot of our stinkhorn mushrooms. And now the boletes that I talked about that have the big fleshy caps with pores on the underside, typically they will be dropping spores just right out of those little pores, so out of those little holes. So another way that we can also use to identify which mushroom we're looking at is you can take the top of that cap and just tap it onto some white paper, and then you'll be able to see what color of spore print are we really looking at. And so if we are able to get a good picture of the top part of the mushroom, the underside of the cap, and then also the stem or the stipe, and especially if you do have the time to get a spore print, that gives us almost all of the information that we would need to correctly and accurately identify what type of mushroom you are looking at.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.